We're about to learn a beautiful story that the Gemara in Menachos tells us. And before we learn the story, I'd like us to remember a few verses in the Torah, in Tanakh. The Torah tells us 6 days you should work and do all your work, and on the seventh day you should rest. I met with a student of Machon Meir who no longer is learning with us in the classroom this week, and I mentioned to him in passing, I said, you should know work is very underrated these days. Parnasa. People today think like, I'll manage. Well, how are you going to manage? You gotta think about it. Gotta figure out a way that you're going to make ends meet, support a family. The Torah tells us you'll work 6 days, on the seventh day you'll rest. Well, we say work isn't mitzvot, but work is also work. God tells us in the Torah about Yosef, v'chol asher hu oseh, whatever he did, Hashem atzeach biyado, Hashem made him successful. The Medrash says, you see, it began with Yosef's actions. Whatever he did, God made him successful at. But you have to do. Very often we feel like, God, I'm learning Torah, I'm doing mitzvos, I'm davening, I go to minyan every day. I'm a good Jew, I've come a long way, I'm working very hard at being a good Jew. Now make it work for me. Well, the Gemara tells us a story about a man who, his wife passed away, and he was left with a baby. And he had no way of feeding that baby. So the Gemara says he was a righteous person, so what did God do? God made him develop on his chest like a woman, and he was able to physically nurse the baby. So the Gemara says, look at that! Here you have a pious person, and God doesn't make a bar of gold appear at the corner of his house. You think God wants him to make it work, so he should find a pot of gold in his house, and then he'll go and hire a wet nurse, he'll feed his children. No. Seems it was an easier miracle to make him develop and nurse the baby himself than to do a miracle and interfere and make Parnassah work for him. So the Gemara tells us from this story, we're supposed to understand that God's interference when it comes to Parnassah is something that we're not supposed to rely upon. We're supposed to rely upon working and doing things diligently and working hard and making our ends meet. We can't sit back and say, God, make it work. Come on, I have faith. Now, make it work. No. The Torah wants us to figure out and be responsible and ensure that we have a source of income. And a person is supposed to think about this before he gets married, as the Rambam writes. So, we're going to learn a story today. The Gemara tells us in Menachos about a person who really was a good worker, and we're going to see that there are many messages in this story. The Gemara tells us in Brachos, we learned it together, Yegi akapecha ki tochel ashrecha v'tov lach. We learn from the verse in Tehillim, the toil of your palms will give you food to eat, praised are you in this world, and it's good for you in the world to come. That's how the Gemara explains this verse in Tehillim. So the Gemara says it's a person who works and makes a living is even greater than a Yirei Shamayim. He's a Yirei Shamayim just says, Yirei Ashrei Yirei Hashem, he's praised. But the verse doesn't tell him, B'tov lach, it's also good for you. It's praiseworthy. Is it going to be good? We don't know. It's praiseworthy. It's a good thing to be Yirei Shamayim. But if you work and you support yourself and you're a faithful Jew the way you should be, together with work, that's something that's very praiseworthy. So of course we have to discuss that Gemara and Brachos, what does it mean? There are many different understandings in that Gemara. But the concept is clear. That we have to view work as something that's positive. The Gemara tells us, Pshot nevelot bashu, you should have the lowest job. The lowest job in their days was to be the one who skinned the animals in the marketplace. After they slaughter an animal, who takes off the skin? So you slice an animal, you pull off the skin, you have flies all around you all day. That was the lowest job. Even today, even in the kosher butcher shops, they have an Arab in the back working, skinning the animals and cutting them up. It's considered the lowest job in the butcher shop. In Chazal's time, it was the cheapest job. It was like being the garbage collector today, maybe, or I don't know what today is considered the lowest job, but whatever it would be today, in their days it was then. Chazal said, even though you're publicly standing and you're working a lowly job, better do that. Shot nevelot bashuk, v'al titzech labriyot, and don't come on to needing other people. A person should take any job so long as he can support his family. He should know the greater shame is when one cannot support his family. A person might think, well, taking this job, it's embarrassing, I have to wash floors. You know, a lot of yeshiva guys at night, they go and they wash buildings. So you think, I'm learning Torah, it's an embarrassment, that's what I do. Gemara says, no, it's a bigger embarrassment to need other people.
Pshat nevelot bashuk, Chazal said. A person should rather skin the hides in the marketplace where everyone sees him doing a lowly job, ve'al titzpech labiriyot, rather than coming to a situation where he needs other people. That being said, let's begin our story. The Gemara tells us about a city in Chutz La'aretz called Lutkia. And the people of Lutkia needed a lot of oil. So they saw that they weren't attaining enough oil. They couldn't import enough oil. So they said, we have to send far away to the land of Israel. We know there are beautiful olive groves here in Israel. It's one of the first things you notice as you travel Israel. And they choose a trusted person that they're going to send him with a bunch of money to represent the city and purchase a large amount of oil and import the oil. So he travels to Jerusalem, and he comes to Jerusalem and he asks them, can I purchase this quantity of oil? And the people in Jerusalem say, no, we don't have enough oil here. Go to the city of Tzor. So he travels to the city of Tzor, and again the people tell him, we don't have enough oil to sell you, but go to the city of Gush Chalav, and over there maybe you'll find what you need. So he travels to Gush Chalav, and the people tell him, you know, there's one person here who might be able to sell you that quantity of oil, so much oil. There's one person who owns olive groves, and he could probably sell you that quantity. So he goes to this person, and he finds him in the field, and he sees a man in the field digging the way you plant the trees. It grows to a certain height, and then you replant it. Now, this has relevance in halacha, because we know that every time you plant a tree, you have to wait 3 years arla before you could enjoy the fruits. And then at the fourth year, the fruits are holy. Here in the land of Israel, this applies to all fruits. In Chutz La'aretz, it only applies to grapevines. So when you replant a tree, if you take it with the mother, the earth, the cloud of earth that it grew with, so then oftentimes, if done correctly, it can be considered that the tree wasn't really replanted. You took it together with the cloud of earth it grew, so then we consider it like it's still growing in its own cloud of earth. So he's digging these holes in which they will plant these olive trees, and he tells him, you know, I need such and such amount of oil. Can you sell me? I'm buying for the whole city. So the man says, yes, I think I can sell you, but I'm still working, so wait till I finish. So the messenger is standing and waiting, and he sees this man. He's doing manual labor. He's standing there digging holes. And when the man finishes his work, he sees that he's carrying his own tools back home. And as they're walking home, he sees that the man bends down and starts taking stones off the tree. That's the work that's called lesakel. Lesakel is to remove stones. It's a malacha in Shvi'is, in Shabbos. It's removing stones so the tree grows better. So he's removing trees. He sees he's doing the simple work of removing trees from the olive grove so that the trees grow better. And he asks himself, yeah, how come this person, you know, he's the big boss and he's going to send me all this oil. He's doing the simple work. So he thinks, you know what, maybe it's a joke. Maybe there's a mistake here. What's going on here? They come home, and as they approach the person's house, a maid comes out. And she brings him a bucket and water filled with warm water to wash his hands and face. And then she brings him a flask filled with pure oil to dip his hands and feet, to embalm himself. And he understands that this guy is really well-to-do. He comes to the guy's mansion, and the guy invites him in to eat and drink. And after the meal, the guy starts measuring out a tremendous amount of oil till he's measured out enough oil for the whole city of Lutkia. So he asks the messenger, he asks him, is this enough oil, or do you really need more oil for the people of Lutkia? So the man tells him, look, I'd willingly purchase more, but I'm all out of money. I have enough money to carry this much oil back to the city of Lutkia. So the seller tells him, no problem, I'll give you more oil, and I'll accompany you to the city, and you'll pay me back for the rest of the oil. I'll take with you more oil, and we'll bring it to the city. So the messenger was very happy. He purchased even more oil. And then he hired horses and donkeys and mules and camels He hired out, it says, the Gemara uses a term of exaggeration. It says he hired all the available horses, donkeys, and mules throughout the land of Israel. He hired all the packs in Israel and loaded them with flasks filled with oil and returned to the city of Lutkia with the oil. And when the people see this whole long caravan coming with oil, so they came to greet them and they praised him. Whoa, how'd you purchase so much oil? And he told them, don't praise me, but look at him. Because he's a smart man. He's a diligent person. Even though he's wealthy, he personally sold me the oil. Even though he's wealthy, he personally takes care of his fields. He looks like he's a pauper, but believe me, he's from the wealthiest people in the world. And of course, the people honored the person very much, and they understood that this person merited this blessing because he was diligent. He worked well. Often in life, we like to be lazy. I have a good field, it should produce. I have a good store, it'll make money. Chazal tell us, when a person inherits money, he doesn't appreciate money. And he is most likely to waste that money. What's a person to do? The Gemara says he will purchase fine glass vessels. And they're going to break. Fine glass doesn't last. He's going to hire workers to work the field. And he won't look over them. You hire workers and you don't look over them, they'll waste your money. The Gemara says when a person inherits money, he is apt to lose it. He is apt to do foolish things with it, such as hiring workers and not looking over them at what they do. So the Gemara tells us here, this story, we're supposed to learn, one of the things we learn from the story, is the importance of going down to the nitty-gritty. He himself took the stones off of the trees. He himself took care of things. A person who wants to become wealthy, a person who wants to succeed, has to do some dirty labor too. A person has to be involved and ensure that his things are running the way they should. And when a person does that, so then he succeeds. Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishle, Al Sedei Ish Atzel Avarti, I passed by the field of a lazy person. Vehine Ala Kulo Chimshonim, it's growing all kinds of things, weeds are growing, the field is the gate around the field is destroyed. Yeah, when you're lazy, so you say, I'll get to the gate, I'll get to the weeds, and one thing after another, the field gets destroyed. When a person works with diligence, then a person doesn't let the weeds grow. He doesn't let the fence remain broken. He ensures that things are the way they should, and then the field grows the way it should, and ultimately he becomes wealthy.